From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad. At least 70 people were killed in that incident. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities are suspecting the Islamic State group. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the Syrian city of Aleppo, where food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now, nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Central Command says a U.S. soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosives device in northern Syria. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. That attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey when the coup failed. But Turkey's Minister for European Union Affairs says his nation will ignore the action. This is VOA News.